Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 82 of the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast. We are your hosts.
Tony.
And I am Lou. What's going on with you? How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Yeah, you just removed your hat, I noticed.
I did, because
it hitting your mic stand?
It was hitting the mic.
Yeah, that's not good.
So...
You don't want hat mic.
And they can't see the bed head or the hat head. So.
I can see it, though.
I know, but...
I could talk about it if you want. I could tell. No. I could describe it to people.
No. Do I get to describe your hair afterwards as well?
No.
Then we'll move on.
Okay, good. Good plan. I like that. Do we have any, you know, listener mail, listener news, anything
we
like
do.
That?
We do. Well, we will start with Kim, a.k.a. Beth.
Hello.
She says the only reason why she ever watched The Mentalist is because they make fun of it on Psych, but the guy is such a jerk. She still DVRs it and watches it when she has nothing else to do, but she finds the acting to be kind of poor as well.
Yeah.
She's been waiting to check out Castle. Thanks for the recommendation.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Stritch kind of chimed in though that, Castle's great, but he loves The Mentalist for the exact reason you hate it.
Because he's a jerk.
He's ornery.
I'm talking about the guy in The Mentalist and not Stritch.
Right.
I just want to clarify.
Right.
I don't think Stritch is a jerk at all.
Not at all. Stritch actually has another question. He says, now that they've released the specs for the iPad 2, do I think it's worth picking up, or would the original at the cheaper price be better? You know me.
Yeah, well, did you read the rest of that thread?
Yeah. He says he's buying the iPad 2.
Yeah.
But it was after I told him.
Oh, okay.
That if it were me, I would. Okay. And in fact, I am.
So, which are you going to buy the biggest one this time?
No, I'll save it the same.
How much of your, because you have the 32?
Mm-hmm.
So, how much of your storage is used?
Not even half.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you have your iTunes library on there?
No.
Oh, that's
no,
why.
I don't put my music on it.
Oh,
no, it's got
why.
Nothing in the iTunes library. And I have maybe like 3 videos on here.
Well, why don't you put your iTunes on there?
Because I would just listen to it through my phone.
Oh. Okay.
Why would I listen to it on here?
Well, I don't know. If you're using it anyway, why not?
Why don't I just listen to it through my phone?
Well, I'm just saying if you're using that, why not just listen to it through there? Then you're only dealing with one device at a time.
But I always have my other device on me.
Okay. Which seems like overkill. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Had the iPad 2 announcement already been done when we did the last show? I can't remember now.
No.
Okay.
No.
So I guess we kind of need to talk about that.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about it now, or do you want to talk about it?
Just talk about it now because it's kind of old news, okay. And everyone who cares probably knows. But I mean, they announced the iPad 2. It goes on sale tomorrow
at 5 o'clock, which
right,
is weird
for basically the same price as the original, and the existing stock of the original has been discounted by $100 per device. So if you don't care about the new features, you can get a first generation iPad for $399 for the 16 gig version. Instead of $499.
Correct.
With Wi-Fi only.
Correct.
Right. So it'll be available on both Verizon and AT&T if
correct.
You want the 3G version. And it adds 2 cameras, one on the front and one on the back, so you can do FaceTime and take pictures and all that kind of stuff. It's got a faster processor, although there are reports that the web browsing is really no faster on the new one.
But I have read that the graphics capabilities on it are like 5 times or something.
Supposedly, yeah, that's what they say.
I was reading some reviews and tests that they ran, and that was one thing that they agreed on. But they said the same thing, that browsing wasn't any different.
Right. And that's probably because, you know, you're limited by the speeds of the Wi-Fi and the 3G anyway.
Right.
So what else are the new features? I mean, there wasn't really a lot of new stuff.
No, lighter.
Yeah, oh, it's lighter and thinner. It's actually thinner than an iPhone 4.
And I have to say, probably the coolest thing of that whole presentation was the new case.
The new case I find actually to be pretty cool. I mean,
if the case stays on there.
If it doesn't buckle, you mean?
If it doesn't, yeah.
Right. Because they have this thing called a smart case that's, they talked about what you know, fancy material it's made out of. Let me just clarify that. It's made out of plastic, right. Okay?
Well, they also right make them in leather. I would get a leather one.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Okay. But the case is segmented, and then it folds up.
What was the way they said it? It's made of a material that they use on spacesuits.
Right. Yeah. A.K.A. plastic.
Plastic.
Yeah. You're so ridiculous. Well, Brendan and I were just talking about that before. He was talking about all the stuff that you could do through airport on the Macs and all that kind of stuff. He goes, what is that exactly? I go, that's Apple's name for Wi-Fi.
Right.
Yeah. They're idiots.
Yeah.
Anyway. But the case is actually pretty cool because it folds up sort of on itself to make like a little triangle base that you can use to rest the iPad on a table at an angle so that it's easier to type and view, I guess.
There's two different
angles. It's a pretty shallow angle, but still, it's better than not having that.
Right.
So, but come on, $40 for a plastic case. That's expensive.
It's a smart case.
It's not that smart. It's a case that folds.
Yeah.
Your case folds. How much did you pay for that case?
Like $30. Apple.
Man.
Apple.
Is that an Apple case?
No, but you know, anything related to anything Apple is expensive.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I did read also one of the early reviews that came out. They were testing the cameras, and they said surprisingly the camera like is really bad. Like you wouldn't want to use it for still photographs, but it takes really good video. How is that possible?
That's so dumb. Well, because you're not seeing, your brain isn't seeing the entire photograph when you're watching a video. So even if the quality is bad for an individual still, it could still look okay when it's moving. Okay. You know,
and it shoots 720p.
Yeah,
30 frames per second. I want to say.
Yeah.
So,
this is great for you. You've always wanted an electronic gadget that shoots pee. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know, but I like it.
I don't even know.
Mike posted a link here about how Green Lantern's costume will be CGI. Mm. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but
if it doesn't look.
But you said when you watched the trailer that you didn't like the way it looked. Remember?
Yeah, that was just.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
The problem is that it. I think it'll look okay if. Because so much of what's done in CG now, you can't even tell that it's CG.
Right.
I think it'll look okay as long as they don't overdo it. Because in the trailer, it does look overdone where his waist is like 10 inches.
Right.
You know, and then he's got these giant abs and arms. And it's like, come on, that it just doesn't look right. I mean, it should look like him, but more, you know, ripped, basically. The proportion should be right.
I mean, does the suit do something that
The suit is what makes him the superhero, right?
No, it's the ring.
I mean, the ring.
So does his suit become other things?
No.
Like, can he turn into like a boat?
No, it's not a transformer.
And he's not one of the Wonder Twins.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking actually. Where it's just his head on a big boat.
Yeah. Form of a snake that flies
with my head on it.
Right. Shape of a cloud of mist with eyeballs. That's like the dumbest set of superheroes ever.
But it's still in our lexicon, so.
That's true.
Meanwhile, back at the Legion of Doom.
I know you like that.
I do like that. Lastly, Gene asked, did either of us watch the new show about
Mary, you want to hear my new campaign slogan? Vote for Ted, get a new car.
Ted, you can't say that. What if you win?
Oh, yeah. Damn.
That was a good story. Saturday Night Live. I almost said Saturday Night Fever, but it was not on Saturday Night Fever. So.
Gene wants to know if either of us watched the new show about getting backing to open a restaurant on NBC. I have seen it.
That's America's Next Great Restaurant.
Yes, and I will talk about that during TV.
Okay. Is that it for that?
Listener, I mean, I did just post like 10 minutes ago that we are just about to record, so any last questions or comments?
Get them on there now. We're checking. We're checking it live. Yeah. As we record.
I'll keep checking.
All right, cool. Well, let's go right into video games.
Video games.
Right in.
I played a couple new ones.
Yeah?
I picked up Killzone 3 for the PS3 after playing the demo. I thought the demo was really cool. And I didn't love Killzone 2. I thought it was a little repetitive and just...
What kind of game is it? Is it a shooter?
First-person shooter.
Yeah. FPS, as the kids are calling it.
And this one is really good. It's a lot of fun. And what I like about it is it's not repetitive at all.
Really?
Each stage you go into, it's completely different atmosphere and different missions.
Would you call each stage a kill zone?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I like about it is every battle in this game so far is completely epic. I mean, it's huge and crazy stuff happens, and it's like just not like anything I've seen before.
Yeah. What's the setting?
Well, so far there have been a few settings. There's one that's like completely on this like ice planet.
Ooh.
And then you have this like jetpack.
Is it called Hoth?
No.
Oh,
no.
That's too
bad.
That
would be stealing. Then there's another one where you're in this mech walker walking over like an already destroyed town, and you get to like jump over the rubble and destroy things. What I like is a lot of the environment is you can destroy it.
Yeah, that is
so like if
cool.
you see. If you see a building that's like half destroyed and there's like enemies on top, rather than like shooting at the enemies, you could shoot at, you know, the middle of the building, and then the building will collapse, and then
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And so there's different vehicles and, you know, great weapons. I'm in a part right now.
Are you always in a vehicle?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm in an area right now where there's kind of these like toxic plants and creatures and stuff. So if you're like kind of hiding out and you see some some of your enemies by these, they call them burster plants.
Mm-hmm.
You shoot the burster plants and it like...
It'll explode. Toxic pus on them.
Yes, and it kills them.
I like that.
Very nice.
I want some of those in my yard for when the kids walk on my lawn.
I definitely think that this is an improvement from the last one. Because like I said, the last one was just... It's just repetitive.
Yeah.
I get bored of it after
a while. Is this a PS3 only game? Or
yes.
They have? Oh, yeah. That's too bad.
And so far I'm enjoying it.
That's cool.
I also picked up Pixel Junk Shooter 2.
Oh, I remember how much you loved that first one.
And I love the second one. Only the second one, it's kind of cool. You were like trapped in this one little area at the end of the first one. So it just completely continues from there.
Yeah.
And what I like about it is it's definitely just a continuation of the first game. There's no like retraining you.
Oh, that's cool.
There's no like it's easy at the beginning. The first part of this is harder than any of the first one.
Wow.
So I have to say the first like big section, I haven't been able to get past the boss. So
yeah.
I'm a little frustrated, but I'm also thankful that they didn't like, you know.
Yeah, make it too easy. Make the first few levels too boring.
Right.
Right. Well, that's cool.
But it's a lot of fun. They've added some new elements.
Yeah.
And I'm having fun with that as well. And I think it's only like $10, $15. So.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's a fun pickup.
That's still pretty expensive, though, for an iPhone game, isn't it?
That's an iPhone. That's a PS3.
Oh, well, then that's really cheap. Well, it is.
Yeah.
$15 for a console game.
It's
is
off
cheap.
Of PSN.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay. I haven't really had a chance to play anything new. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. I can't even remember the last time I saw a demo released for a new PC game. You know, because I'd like to try something out just to see.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about seeing if I could try out that game Rift, that new MMO that, you know, all the crazy kids are talking about.
Right.
But I haven't done that.
All those crazy kids.
They are. They're so nuts. But you know what it is? It's all the Facebook and the Twitter.
Why would you pick up a new MMO when you could just go back to the one that you love?
Well, I like to see what the other ones do and see if they do anything different and innovative and unique.
Because
I'm still waiting for that perfect MMO that does all these things that I think an MMO should do,
uh-huh.
But they don't because nobody asks me. So we'll see. But I will say that I've been keeping up with Guild Wars 2 news. And man, that game looks like it's going to be so cool. I cannot wait for that to come out. I hope it's this year.
Do you want to mention anything about the Star Wars stuff that you've seen for the Old Republic?
Well, I will mention that it looks completely boring.
Yeah.
I mean, it just does not look interesting at all. When you look through those videos that they've been releasing online, it looks like it just looks like static and boring and okay. Next.
Right. I agree.
And I don't get it because it's BioWare and they did Mass Effect games, which I love.
Speaking of, I did get.
I still haven't finished that.
In the mail from Gamefly, I got Dragon Age 2, which is another BioWare.
Okay.
And I played maybe like the first half hour only.
On what?
I picked it up on PS3.
Okay.
And I haven't played enough to even really comment.
I'll tell you
on
what,
it.
I was really looking forward to the first one when it came out.
Uh-huh.
I've installed it and tried to start it twice, and I got so bored right away. I just cannot get into that game.
This one's supposed to be a little more action-oriented, and so far the part I played, it is.
But was it fun, or was it just better than the first one?
No, it was... Well, I never played the first one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll have to go back and check that out again, because I have a couple of games that I haven't really played, even though I own them. Like, I never really went that far into BioShock 2.
Yeah.
Did you?
Probably got halfway.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not good at finishing things. Although I finished Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, but that was your
and
favorite game
Planet.
Of the year.
Yeah.
So you finished Little Big Planet 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. That you finished pretty quickly, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just finished the
like
27 story
minutes.
Mode that's in there.
Yeah.
You know, I can go online and play all the...
Right.
Because some of the... It's really cool. If you look at some of the ones that players have created, a lot of them are even cooler than any of the ones included in the game.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You remember when we were younger?
And now that whole community is... They like rank them and stuff. They're a lot easier to find than they were in the first one.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. When Tony and I, you know, when you and I were in high school and we were, you know, very active on our Apple II computers,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we would spend hours and days programming the computers to draw out pictures and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, you see all these things that people spend their time doing now, and it's like, how do these people have the time and the patience to do that? But we were like that when we were younger, too.
Right.
You can't do that when you're older.
No.
Unless you have no job and don't care. I guess.
That's what I'm working toward, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
Thanks. That's when my big game will come out. I guess I should go right into miscellaneous.
Yes, let's.
This is a big day for me.
Really?
My PS3 dreams have come true today with the just-released system update. PlayStation Plus subscribers can now save their games to a cloud-based save service, allowing players to continue their games on other PS3 consoles.
That is a really great feature.
Awesome.
That is
really,
wow.
I'm so excited. Well, because it sucks. First of all,
Often are you playing somewhere else?
Well, I have one in my living room and one in my bedroom.
Oh, okay. Okay. So just for within your own home.
Oh, I also want to mention Killzone 3. This is what I'm looking forward to. In my bedroom, I have the PlayStation Move, which I've never talked about.
Yeah, I didn't even know you had it.
Yeah, I picked it up. I don't like the sports games that came with it, but I like the idea of it. You know, it's just like, it's like the Wii, I guess.
Right.
Is it
more precise? Or not really?
It was pretty precise from the things I was doing.
Because I can't use those Wii controllers.
No?
No.
You get all jumbly with your Wii?
No, I don't want to say that on record, but I just, like, you know, you're pointing at something, even like filling out your name on a screen to set up a character or whatever.
I'm sure that takes it's like the trackpad on a laptop. Like when I first got my first laptop.
Yeah,
I
but
hated
it's
it.
Not but it's not like on a laptop, if you know, you have to get used to where you put your finger and how that affects where it goes on the screen and stuff like that. But it's not like as you're moving in a line, the cursor is jumping back and forth.
Right.
Which is the problem I have with the Wii.
Well, there's got to be some kind of setting or something. I don't know.
Yeah, how about actually function properly? I don't think
there's
a setting on the Wii.
That's a setting.
I didn't know where that was.
But I'm completely digress here. Anyway, I've been playing Killzone 3 in my bedroom. So I like the idea now that I can just... Because, you know, every time you save then, as it was before today, you'd have to take a USB stick, a flash drive,
right.
Put in the USB, save it, bring it to the other one, put it in, blah,
blah,
blah. Yeah, so it'll be fun now to, like, just save it, you know, online, and then just
now
pick
what do
it
you...
up online. And now I can play with the Move, because the Killzone 3 is Move compatible.
You just said the Killzone 3. You just became an old person.
I did.
Yeah.
When I'm when I'm over at the GameStop, when I picked up the Killzone 3.
At the GameStops?
Yeah.
Let me ask you. So this is for PlayStation Plus subscribers. What does that cost?
50 a year.
Okay. So it's like Xbox Live?
Yes.
Okay.
But with this, you get, like, every month there's a new free game. And, like, that stacking game, which was, like, $15 on Xbox because I was, like, a subscriber, I got it for free.
That's pretty cool.
And there's a lot of, like, old cool games on it that are, like, free.
Yeah.
There's free avatars, free themes.
Yeah.
Free demos only for the Plus.
Oh, that's cool.
I think I get more out of it from that than you do on the Xbox.
Right.
But with Xbox, you have no choice.
Yeah, right. You have to do it.
Yeah. So for right now, this is just for the Plus subscribers.
And PS3 users don't have to subscribe to that?
No, but you still have all the online functionality.
Oh, that's cool.
Other than now.
Other than
cloud-based.
Being able to get all that stuff. Right. That's pretty cool.
So yeah, I'm excited.
One more reason
about that.
To buy a PS3.
But I will report next time as to how Killzone 3 is with the PlayStation Move controller.
Right.
I don't know if I'll go out and buy the gun attachment for it.
Yeah. Can you just make one out of cardboard?
No, I think it's got like triggers and stuff on it.
You can make triggers out of cardboard.
Okay, now you're like an old person. Why would you want to go out and buy that? You can make one of those.
I got a bunch of stuff in the closet.
Just make one out of that. Okay, since the story in Batman Arkham City picks up 18 months after Arkham Asylum left off, developer Rocksteady thought it was only fitting that Batman start out the new game with all the abilities and gadgets he acquired in the first game.
Oh, that's convenient. Now I don't have to play the first one. Just play the second one.
Right.
Start with all the cool stuff.
And they will have all kinds of new gadgets and abilities in the new one.
Is there a character who's going to say, where does he get those amazing toys?
It's not out yet. I can't
say. But there could be.
Could be.
Could be.
The soon-to-be-released Infamous 2 for PS3 will have a create mode where players can create, play, and share their own missions over PSN.
When is life going to have a create mode? When you can just press a button.
Isn't that pretty much life?
Make stuff.
You create your own life.
Yeah, you just watched The Secret, didn't you?
No. Okay. Is that it? Did you just give away The Secret?
The Secret is no secret, and it's nothing. I don't get why people are so like... You know, it's been a couple years now, but when that was in its heyday, people were like, oh my God, did you read it? You have to read it. It's like, basically, if you have a positive attitude, then things will be better than if you don't. It's like, really? Wow.
Took a book to teach you that.
I think I learned that when I was 4 after I ate a piece of Bazooka Joe bubblegum.
I just noticed
that it was on
when you
the little...
asked me if I wanted a water, I said yes, but I have not received my water.
I said, go get a water if you want one. This is not a restaurant. There's a fridge right over there. Just walk over and get
one.
Oh,
my God.
Jeez. Thank you, Brendan.
See, it is a restaurant. And my favorite waiter, Brendan, is getting me a water.
And are you going to tip him?
Sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I bet.
Here, here's a tip right here. Look both ways before you cross. This is interesting.
Yeah, remember that, people, next time you go to where Tony works.
Good thing I never divulged where that is. Microsoft's Kinect for the Xbox 360 has already sold over 10 million units, making it the fastest-selling consumer electronics device in history.
It works out to over 133.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I didn't put that part in there.
It works out to over 133,000 units per day for the first 2 months of its availability. That's insane.
That is.
That's really
crazy. So is that including, but, like, the iPhone and the iPad and
anything? Anything that they've been keeping track of. Yeah. I thought it was 8 million, though. You have 10 million down here. Yeah. I thought it was 8 million.
I took it right from the thing. It's actually Guinness Book of Records.
Right.
Said that it's
right
in their book of
and
records.
And if the Guinness Book of Records says it, it must be true.
Right. And speaking of Microsoft, numerous sources have reported that the company is currently working on the next generation Xbox console.
Yeah, and what was weird about it is, didn't the article that revealed that say that they were working on the next Xbox 360? Don't you think they would call it something else?
Like 720.
Or something. Just whatever.
1080.
Just whatever. I don't think the 360 was a resolution reference. I think it was a 3D reference.
It's not 3D. I mean, PS3 is 3D.
What are you talking about? 3D graphics?
Huh? I thought you meant like 3D, no, like with the glasses. Because, no, you know, PS3.
Can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should call it PS3D.
Oh, maybe they will. Like the Nintendo DS 3D.
Yeah. When is this 3D
that you're not allowed? That you're not allowed to use if you're under the age of 10, because then you'll have brain damage.
Oh, you know, well.
What?
I'll mention it later.
What?
I noticed something that I didn't mention. Well, we'll mention it now because I didn't mention it later. we'll watch you rant a little, even though it's not video games.
Okay.
About the Star Wars movies being released in 3D.
Well, aren't we going to talk about that in movies?
Well, I didn't put it in movies.
But wouldn't that be where you would put
it?
I
know, but what if I forget about it?
Okay, then? Fine. Let's just talk about it now. Because the Star Wars movies being released in 3D.
Why didn't they start with Star Wars?
Right, but they're starting with, are they doing all six?
I would assume. Well, of course. I mean, because why, if you're not going to do all six, why would Phantom Menace be the one you chose to do?
Why would you choose to make it in the first place? That's not really a valid question. I mean, come on.
You know what? Fair enough.
But, I mean, do we really want to see the bunny step into poo-poo in 3D? I mean, come on. Why would anyone go see those movies in 3D? That means they're just going to be three times as bad as they were before. Right. They're going
to
be bad on
You'll
three
be able
dimensions.
To reach out and feel how bad it is.
Right. Exactly. The horribleness will be coming right for your face right. while you're sitting in the theater. I mean, seriously, why is anyone going to go see those? I did read a couple of comments by people online after I posted something about that that said that their kids were so excited about that because they were their favorite movies and they wanted to go see them. I mean, I guess
well,
that's
there you
the,
go. There's your answer.
That's the thing that I don't get, because when Star Wars came out, there was no notion that those were movies made for kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't understand why he insists that they were always kids' movies and that the new trilogy was just like the original trilogy, a set of movies for kids. I don't know. I don't
He's
get
nuts.
It.
He's nuts.
The man is crazy. I think he has too much hair. I think it's like compressing his brain. That must be what's going on.
That explains why his neck's gotten so large, because it has to hold up all that hair.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a compression issue going on, obviously. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, are you going to go see any of them? Will you see the originals in 3D?
I don't think so.
Really?
No. I mean, they're coming on Blu-ray in September.
Yeah.
That's enough for me.
Still, I don't know. I think, as long as all the original movies are going to be in 3D, I'll probably go see them.
You know, I'm not a fan of the 3D.
Yeah, I know. But I'll probably
I
go see him just because
of the 3D.
The 3D. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Gramps. But no, I mean, just for the opportunity to see the movies in a theater again. I don't like to pass that up.
Yeah.
You know?
A cool thing is that maybe now they'll be able to, well, it probably won't happen, but they'll move up on the highest grossing movie charts. And maybe, just maybe, one of them will knock Avatar out of
Well, that's
place.
Probably why he's doing it, to hopefully get that done. But I still can't believe that that would happen. I mean,
What's
Avatar
the difference
was just
between the highest Star Wars movie and Avatar.
I don't know.
I will look it up.
Look up top grossing movies of all time.
Really? Is that what I should look up?
Yeah, put it in the Google.
Do I have that on my
The reason Tony said that is because the certain family members of mine don't understand that websites are available to anyone who is on the web, you know, unless, of course, you're in Egypt or Libya, and always will ask me if certain people have the Google on their computer. So I never know how to answer that question because basically the answer that I want to give is incredibly
sadly,
condescending and insulting.
The highest grossing Star Wars movie is The Phantom Menace.
That is ridiculous.
At 922 million.
Okay.
Oh, it's not going to come anywhere near Avatar.
What was Avatar?
Which is at 2,781 million.
No, because there's no way you're going to dupe all those people into seeing it again.
No, not that load of dung. When's the next Star Wars one? Oh, by the way, that Star Wars was 13th. The next one would be 23rd, which is Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
That's crazy.
The original Star Wars is 28.
Now, is that all adjusted?
No.
Oh, it's not adjusted.
Not adjusted.
So, if they adjusted it, where would the originals be?
Because
that's not really fair then, right? Is it? I mean, aren't we looking for fairness, basically?
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay.
I think I read somewhere. Yeah, Gone with the Wind would still be number one.
Really?
Star Wars would be number two.
Oh, okay.
Sound of Music, number three.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
E.T. would be number four. Avatar is not even... Avatar's number 14.
Wow.
You know what? That's where I'm keeping it.
Yeah, I'm keeping it right there. Me too. I didn't hate Avatar. I just didn't think the story was that interesting.
Right.
Ten Commandments
is number five.
I thought technically it was an excellent film. I mean, amazing. One of the best, technically speaking, one of the best movies I think I've ever seen.
This list is much better because you've got the three original Star Wars in the top 15.
So there you go.
And none of the new ones.
What about Raiders of the Lost Ark? Is that up there anyway?
It's number 17.
Oh. That's not that high.
Phantom Menace is number 20.
What about Close Encounters? Not there?
No.
Because, you know, that was the number two movie of 1977.
It's number 69. Thank you, Beavis.
You only like alien love.
And
you remember who said that and in what movie? Somebody who you like.
Sofia Vergara.
No.
It sounded like her.
No.
The way you did it.
Or make fun of people because they are different. That was seriously the funniest thing I've seen in so long. The Halloween episode.
You haven't
episode.
Been watching that recently,
no,
though, have you?
You no.
have to, because they are like they've hit their stride. They're all great.
We, you know, I have to say, we started watching the one where I think it was the Valentine's Day episode where they were going to go out and have a normal Valentine's Day, and then Claire wanted to get into the whole role-playing right. thing again. But the first part of the show that we watched, we had to stop watching it, wasn't really that funny, I have to say.
Oh, really?
Did it get funnier after that?
Oh, it's hysterical.
Okay, okay. Because, yeah, at the beginning, it was kind of like waiting.
Right.
Nothing.
That's all we got for video games and a little bit of movie news.
All right, cool. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about TV. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about television. Why don't we start right off the bat with the old American Idol?
Okay.
It is, in fact, American Idol season. By the way, I'll mention that every night now, my son, who is not even three, goes, "We gonna watch Idol? We gonna watch Idol?" And then we start watching it, and then he doesn't want to watch it anymore.
Because
which I don't think is any kind of editorial about the show.
Oh,
he just
okay.
has the attention span of somebody his age. Right. Unless he's playing with the iPhone. He will play games on the iPhone for literally hours at a time. It's crazy. Did I tell you that he can just like go grab the phone, unlock it, scroll to the game? Scroll to the game that he wants and start it with no help from mommy or daddy. Not 3 years old. Kids these days, I swear.
That's why you keep calling me and then I pick it up and I just hear like gurgling.
Yes, because that's what 3-year-olds do is they gurgle,
right.
apparently. Are you gonna join in this conversation?
I am. I want to have all the contestants in front of me. So
okay. So what happened last week was the guys sang on Tuesday. The ladies sang on Wednesday, and then Thursday was the ridiculously drawn-out results show. I mean, it was way too long.
It was way too long.
Where we found
out
who the top
12 were. I'm glad I didn't watch it live, because I watched it
live last night. Oh, okay. So we found out who the top 12 were. It actually became a top 13, which I don't think was necessary. The 13th person that they brought into the top 12 was Naima Adedapo.
And she needs to go.
Yeah, she needs to go. She was terrible last night. Terrible. I'll tell you who were the worst two last night. Were Naima and who am I thinking of?
Karen.
Karen, thank you. They were both very bad last night, so I think one of them is going to go.
I would not mind if one of them went.
But I tell you right now, I thought everyone else was pretty good. You know, I was actually a little disappointed.
No. You know who I don't like? You know who I want to see go first is Paul.
You don't like Paul?
Oh, my God. I hate Paul.
I love Paul. You don't like the Paul two-step? You don't like the Paul McDonald two-step?
I don't. Here's my thing. For him to move like that, I would think he'd have to have a strong, really expressive voice. His voice is so soft for how much he moves around the stage.
Well, I'll tell you.
And I don't even think he's on key.
There were a few people last night who sang the beginning of their song way too soft, and he was one
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, a few of them.
But a few people made that mistake
last
night.
Stefano did that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. James
Durbin did that, I think.
Okay, as I have told you before,
I like him.
Not a huge fan of the James Durbin until last night when I thought he was phenomenal.
Yeah, he's
great. I absolutely loved the way he sang that song. Mm-hmm. That was really, really good. But
I'm glad if he was going to do a Paul McCartney song, he chose that, because as soon as he said Paul McCartney, I'm like, oh no, he's going to do Live and Let Die. And I thought he was going to do it.
I thought he was going to do Got to Get You Into My Life.
Because Guns N' Roses had done a version of Live and Let Die, so I thought, oh, he's just going to do like an Axl Rose ripoff. And I give him so much credit for not going the easy route and doing that.
And I'm glad that he didn't, and I'll say this about Casey too, I'm glad both of them didn't just like scream their whole songs last night.
Yeah, no, I thought Casey, because that was my complaint
night,
about Casey last week.
Didn't you think he was great?
Yeah, he was
really good
last night.
Yeah. The guy is just good in general. I think it's a really good top 12. I think the judges did a little bit better job last night, too, of critiquing them. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a little bit more constructive and
I thought they were a little harsh on Lauren.
I do, too, but I think that the reason they were so harsh on her is because, because they know that she can do a lot better than what she did last night.
I wish her genre wasn't country, because I think her voice is better suited for something bigger than that.
Yeah.
I mean, she really has. She has one of the strongest voices, I think, of any of them.
And you know what's really funny is she's been getting compared to a lot of people. Last week on the show, they compared her to both Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood. And then on the results show, Seacrest mentioned that Kelly Clarkson had even tweeted that she thought she was great and reminded her a lot of Kelly Pickler. And Seacrest asked her, you know, what do you think of all the comparisons? She goes, I don't know. I'm just Lauren, which I thought was a good answer. But
yeah, and very Pickler.
And very Picklerish. Yeah. Yeah, and last night she was actually very Picklerish. Did you notice that? She was a little Picklerish last night.
Well, she's not as airy as Kelly Pickler.
I think she was not expecting to be judged or critiqued so harshly. She looked like she was on the verge of tears the whole time.
Speaking of, what about Thea? Thea was like crying, wasn't she?
Was she?
Was she the one? There was one that was like crying.
That was last week. That was on the results show last week.
No, it was last night.
Really?
I want to say it was Thea.
I really dig her, though. I think she's got such a cool voice.
And she kept apologizing.
For what?
Because they... Remember, she did... Oh, that's right. She did the song that kind of, like... It kind of got a jazzy
in the middle.
And they said they didn't really like that. But, like, she took that as if they said it was terrible.
Yeah.
When that's not even what they were saying.
Right. No, she was... I thought she was good. I mean, I didn't like that arrangement. But, I mean, her voice is so unique. I don't know.
Who I'm not a fan of? I really think she's talented and she has a great voice. But I just... There's just nothing there for me as Pia.
I know what you mean. She does have a really good range and voice, but I thought she missed a couple of those notes last night. I didn't think she got them all.
No, there's something about her.
And you know what I think is really weird? Okay, so last night the theme was that the contestants had to pick somebody who was their, you know, musical idol and do one of their songs. And at least three or four people sang songs by their idol that were not their idol's songs. Like, she said her idol was, what's her face, Celine Dion, but the song she sang was an Eric Carmen song.
Right.
Eric Carmen, who, by the way, was the lead singer of the Raspberries, who sang one of my favorite songs of the 70s, Go All the Way. Great song. You like that song?
I don't know if I know that.
I love that song. I'll play it for you later. Yeah. Great song. You know what I mean? And there were a few of those last night. They sang something by their idol,
and then what bothered
me, like, that was a cover.
Yeah.
It wasn't their
idol. What bothered
song.
Me was that Haley then just did. You know that Leanne Rimes is probably not Haley's idol. Like, she just wanted to do that song. And she pretty much said, well, I've been singing this song since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Said nothing about Leanne Rimes being her idol.
No, I think you're wrong. I think you missed it. I think she did say that.
No, I don't think she did.
No, I think she did. But anyway, I really like Haley. Well, let's go through the contestants one by one.
We just pretty much did.
No, let's just start at the beginning.
Ashton Jones.
Okay, I think she's got a really nice voice.
She does nothing for me.
But it's a little flat. Like, yeah. You know, there are two people on this show right now who, to me, are a little bit flat. There's not a lot of, like, dynamic range to their voice, and she's one of them.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Okay, next.
We talked about Casey. I did not know Casey is from Wilmette, Illinois.
Is he?
That's what it says on
the page.
And
well,
Haley
cool.
is from Wheeling, Illinois.
I knew Haley was from Wheeling. And I really like Haley. I love the tone of her voice. I always want someone with that kind of voice to do well in Idol, and they almost never do. They always get cut early. So I hope that's not the case with
Jacob
her.
Lusk.
Jacob Lusk, you know, you can't deny the man's talent, but it's too over the top for me.
And that's all he knows, really.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine him doing anything subdued. So.
And when he does, because at the beginning of the song, he did it like kind of soft and slow, and it was bad.
Right. Oh,
it
he was another
until,
one who
it
made
wasn't
that
until
mistake
the build
last
that
night.
It, like, it got good.
Yeah.
Karen. Oh, Karen.
Karen just, did she screw up last night, or is
no,
she just not
wasn't.
As good as we
well,
think
I mean,
she is?
Well, I mean, that song just isn't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was her idol. I mean, she paid more homage to her idol, I think, than anyone else did. I mean, she came out dressed like her.
Yeah.
And actually, she sounded a
lot
like her.
It might actually be a little creepy. I mean, should we look at her in the investigation into Selena's murder?
No, I think that's already been solved.
Is that wrapped up?
That's
okay.
Been solved, all right, yeah.
Cold case.
Naima. Oh, that was a train wreck.
It was a train wreck. And she really deserved.
She looked ridiculous.
Between her and. And here's the other thing, too. Okay, so Naima comes out and she does this Rihanna song. Rihanna?
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
That's right.
The thing
Rihanna.
About Rihanna is when you watch her, I don't particularly care for her music, but she's very engaging to watch.
Right.
She's a good dancer. She's a good entertainer.
Well, that's
you know?
Because she's always wearing something so short, her hoo-ha is showing.
I don't know what that means, but I'll take your word for it. I can never keep track of what the hoo-ha is anymore. I got to be honest. So anyway, you know, like I think, again, Britney Spears, don't care about her music. I think she's a very good entertainer in uh-huh. general. Naima comes out dressed like, I don't know, some kind of space pirate or something, and then starts dancing around, and her dancing was not good. And then, like, immediately she looked awkward, like, oh my gosh, I got to sing and dance at the same time?
Right.
This isn't
going
to work. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. And the song is just not a good song. I don't get why these people.
It's not a good song for that show.
It's
a good song in the club.
There are so many songs
it's not a good song in
that,
that
when the original artist does them, work because the original artist did them.
Right.
They're not songs that you should cover because they don't have a melody and
right.
you can't show
You're
off
right.
your singing.
That song especially.
That is a
yeah.
that whole song is being spoken. It's not sung. So I don't know. These people need to think about that.
Scott McCreery.
Little Scotty McCreery.
You know, I have to say, I've really learned to respect and appreciate him because, you know, all he ever sang
really
was that one song.
That. I really appreciate that.
All he ever sang was that one song
all
through
his auditions.
Well, you
know, I think
they
kept me around for my deep, deep voice.
And Hollywood Week, but.
Baby, close the doors and turn them lights down low.
Yeah, that one.
The guy is very talented.
Yeah. And he'll do well in his genre.
I don't care about the genre that much. But.
Stefano, I think, is great.
Stefano?
Or Stefano.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know that I loved his performance last night, but I do like him.
I liked
it
once he got out of that beginning slow part again.
He's definitely a lot better than I thought he was originally.
Yeah.
The first couple times we saw him. But yeah, I think he's really good.
And we've covered them all.
That's it?
Yeah.
We just went through 13 people.
Well, yeah, because we had talked about some of them already.
Oh, okay.
And this isn't the American Idol podcast.
No, it's not at all.
Entertainment.
Okay, so
podcast.
That, but anyway, I thought last night was pretty good. You know, there were two cringeworthy performances, as we've mentioned. I just hope one of them goes. See, this is where it starts to get frustrating because there's no question that based on last night, either Naima or Karen should go home.
Right.
If somebody else goes home.
Or Paul. I really think Paul should go home.
I don't think Paul should go home.
I don't understand all the love for Paul.
He's totally unique. Okay? And he looks like the secret love child between Rod Stewart and Kenny Loggins.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing wrong with that.
With a little Phyllis Diller.
And Whiteout.
And Whiteout.
That guy's teeth are so bright. I mean, seriously, he has the brightest teeth in the world. Amy said she was having trouble watching him because his teeth were too bright.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're
That's
really...
That's because you guys are watching all that British TV.
And we're not used to seeing any teeth.
At least not in a row.
No. That's a good one. Okay, so what's next?
Our download numbers don't seem to show a big, big audience in England, I think we're okay with that.
We're safe. We're fine.
Chef All-Stars we can talk about, okay, but neither of us have seen last
night. No, but let's talk about last week's episode. Last week was the episode where we were going to find out who the final four were. Unquestionably, the best episode in Top Chef history.
I agree. And was going to be my top entertainment moment of the week.
But then something else happened?
Sure.
Well, you said was going to be.
It's at the end of the show.
Okay, fine. But so what happened was they did this thing where they had members of each person's family, you know, husbands, wives, parents, whatever, show up as a surprise. And they brought with them a sort of family tree and family history that had been prepared by some agency. Or some person who's like famous for being able to dig up all this stuff about people's past. Right. And so the challenge was for them to make something having to do with their heritage. So the first crazy thing that happened is that Mikey, as some people call him, and Antonia find out that they're related and not that far. I mean, like two or three generations, right? How weird was that?
What's funny about that is that she really hated him.
Yeah. Right.
But then by the end, they were like...
They were like, hey, cuz, I hope you do well. Yeah. I mean, how weird is that? That these two people are related and didn't even know it, and they're both on the same TV show. But anyway, so that was really interesting. And then the next really cool thing was that everybody did an incredible job. I mean, there was almost not a single complaint about anyone's food, which was really neat to see.
And it kind of scared me because as they were going through, Carla was the... You know, Carla's my favorite.
Yeah.
So Carla... I know. So, like, the first four, they just raved about.
Just cringed when you said
that. So, when Carla came up, I just thought, I'm like, oh, this is going to be the one they don't like.
Right. So,
but
they
like hers as well.
So, they told...
Even her husband was scared that he's like, uh-oh. Who was it that... the first four.
It was Mike and Antonia that were the best two, right? And Antonia won the car?
I believe so.
And then they sent them back because they were safe. So then...
No, all five of them were out. All five of them were up.
Yeah, but you're forgetting what they did. They brought all of them out, but then they told Mike and Antonia that they had the best dishes, and that Antonia was the winner and she won the car. So then they went back into the stew room. And then they told Richard that he was safe and going to go into the finals, so then he went back in the stew room. So now it was down between Carla...
And Tiffany.
And
I felt kind of safe at that point because Carla has won challenges and Tiffany, I don't think, has won anything.
Really? She's never won anything?
I don't think so.
That's weird.
Maybe like a quick fire. But
So then they reveal that they could not make a decision because everyone did such a great job and that they're all five of them going to the finals, which was really, really cool. And especially cool because all their families had been there and they all participated in everything. So that was really neat. And you have to imagine that they had planned for that as potentially being a contingency. You know what I mean?
Well, like they said, I mean, how can you, if they made a great dish, I mean, really, how can you kick them off?
Right. Since they really had no complaints about anything.
Right.
So that was really cool. And it was just such a great episode.
It was a great
episode.
And
all the food that they made, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to try that.
Right.
Everything looked really good. So now this week, tonight was the first one in, where are they? I mean, last night.
Bahamas.
It was the Bahamas. And I didn't see it either.
I didn't either.
So we're not going to talk about last night's episode.
Because
we haven't seen it. We can just make stuff up.
Nope.
Padma in a bikini.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That one's going to get set to keep on the old DVR. Okay. I'm just saying.
It's creepy.
Is there a screenshot printer?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. Sure, you know, Sony used to have one of those.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll find that online.
I'm sure. As I should. Okay, so you want to talk about V?
Yes, but if there has been one this week, I haven't seen it.
There has been one this week.
I have not seen it.
And it was... pretty decent, actually. You know what? We must have missed last week's episode, actually. Because there was some stuff that they showed at the beginning of this week's episode that we never saw.
Like
Erica and the mercenary dude making out.
Yeah, that was at the very end.
What's up with
that? Oh, more than making out.
Did they sleep together?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Well, I guess she got over the death of her ex-husband pretty quickly.
So you missed when Lisa then had to go through, like, you know, getting closer to Rodrigo. Is that his name? The one from Spain?
Oh, she had to go back? Because she shunned him at first.
Right.
And then she had to go back.
But then she realized that she, you know, that her mother was.
Yeah. I just wish Anna would make up her mind about that. You know, is Tyler important or is he not important?
Right.
Because every episode she goes back and forth.
Right. Well, as Lisa starts to get closer to, I want to say his name is Rodrigo.
It doesn't matter.
Then
he's a lizard bait. It doesn't matter.
Tyler comes in and like beats up Rodrigo.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And is that when they give him the super injection of whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you want me to talk about this week or no?
No.
Okay. I won't. And then there was something else
I'm
that happened
okay
last
with
week.
It. I'm not, you know, I don't look forward to it like I do my other shows.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'm entertained when I watch
it. Right. When I see that it's on, I'm like, oh, we have a V to watch, you know, and that's pretty cool because, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, it's not like you don't look forward to it like you do, like you did Lost or something.
Right.
I really want you to get into Fringe because I'm telling you, you're going to love that show once you get into the main part of the storyline. Love.
Yeah, that's real.
You're going to love that show. There's Padma in a bikini. Wow. She's just so pretty.
And I like that she's a drinker.
Yeah, you've heard that she's a lush, right?
Yeah. That she's drunk through most of it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Actually drunk?
I mean, I don't know now that she has a kid, but
yeah,
before.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not. So anyway, did you know that there was a 2-hour event on this week? I mean, 2-hour episode of
I
the event.
I did know, but I was taping two other things at the same time, and I decided, well, because the event I could see on demand or Hulu.
Okay.
So I did not tape it or watch it.
Yeah, we recorded it, but we came in about 15 minutes late, so I think I might have to watch it online. But, man, I don't want to sit through a 2-hour TV show online. Those things are terrible to watch online because you can't – none of the little
– You don't have anything that has Hulu on it?
My Xbox? Does that have Hulu? Uh-huh. Yeah. So I just watch on there?
No, it has Netflix. And your
maybe my
DirecTV on demand would have it?
You know what? My Blu-ray player might have it.
I would imagine
check that.
It does. It's a Sony, right?
No, it's a Samsung.
But
I think it might be on there. So just find it through there.
Yeah. Look it up.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Because I hate those is it commercial free?
There are a couple commercials, but like.
Yeah, see, what's bad about all the streaming video players on all the networks.
They're like 30-second commercials, and there's probably like 3 or 4 of them.
Right. But what I don't like about them when you're watching on the computer is that if you have to pause, it seems like it almost never works to like start it back up in the place where you started again. And then you have to go through. Then you have to watch. You can skip each segment of the show, but you have to watch the commercial at each commercial break.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. None of those things work right.
But I think on an hour show, you're only watching a total of maybe like 2 minutes of commercials.
Yeah, it's not that much. I don't mind that. I just don't want to be able – I just don't want to have to go through the whole rigmarole of getting back to where I was if I need to pause it for a second. Because it seems like whenever you pause, when you go to unpause, it doesn't work. It just sits there.
Right.
And then you have to start
over. Which reminds me, I have a pet peeve about the – is it Netflix or it's – I think it's Hulu on PS3 when I'm watching a movie. The trigger buttons do something, and I'll move the controller, and all of a sudden the trigger button will like fast forward to the next scene.
Oops.
It's so annoying.
You know, I played around with a little bit with the Google TV device at Best Buy the other day. The little controller for it is actually all right.
Yeah.
It's a little hard because it's got like...
A nubbin?
Yeah, it's got a nubbin, but it's a touch-sensitive nubbin, so you move your finger
Aren't
across
they all?
It. The good ones. Some of them don't work right. But you move your finger across it to move around. But you have to press it to click. But what they did that was really smart was there's a scroll button on the top, you know, like a shoulder button. So you press that. You just hold that down with your other hand. And then you can, you know, scroll up and down on a web page. Mm-hmm. But it is pretty cool to be able to bring up the web, like, while you're watching TV and all that kind of stuff. I don't think it's cool enough for me to get it, though.
No.
I just don't care. But what were we talking about before that?
The event?
No, something else.
B?
I don't remember. Whatever.
Video games?
No, not that far back. So you did not watch any of the Chopped All-Stars thing?
I have not yet, no.
Okay. It's pretty cool. It's where they're taking, you know, celebrity chefs, and they're the competitors, including the people who normally judge the show.
Yeah, that's the part I'm really looking forward to.
You know who I don't appreciate being a judge on that show?
The woman.
No, Marcus.
Marcus. Oh.
Samuelson? Yeah. Is that his name?
With
Why?
The beard mustache?
What?
Which one
no,
is
the black guy who was on Top Chef All-Stars, the guy from Sweden or whatever he's from.
Yeah.
He's a pain in the neck, that guy.
He was just in Chicago a few days ago.
Yeah, I've heard he's not a nice man.
Yeah, I've heard the same.
Really?
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm looking forward to those episodes. The only one that we've seen so far was one where the competitors were all people from that next TV Food Network star.
So they're not even really all
stars. No, I didn't even know who any of them were. They were like no stars.
Were they like losers of that show?
Yeah. So they're like negative stars. They're negative stars.
It's terrible.
But it should be interesting because I think, isn't like Bobby Flay going to be on? And
I don't know about Bobby Flay. I know that they've shown that the judges are going to be on.
Yeah. But other people too. Yeah. Other famous chefs.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
And there's also a $50,000 Chopped championship going on right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like at people's homes?
No. On the show.
Oh.
You know, it's people that they're bringing back.
Ah.
So
it's like a tournament.
Yeah. It is very much like a tournament. What else have you been watching?
I've been keeping up with the Chicago Code. I really like it.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard good things about it.
Well,
I heard it's probably going to be canceled, too. Now, what you said, Brendan?
Yeah.
Okay.
According to Brendan, it both sucks and will be canceled.
I am enjoying it, and
still, don't you think they should figure out that we don't refer to highway numbers?
Oh, they make a lot of mistakes still.
Really?
Yeah. Where they'll say they're one
head over to Daily Center, and then they show a shot of Woodfield.
Yeah, those. Yeah, yeah. Celebrity Apprentice has started.
Yeah, you know, we were going to watch that the other night, but so go through who's on it. Let us know who's on it. You pull it up.
Well, no, I can remember from my head.
Oh, okay. Aren't there like 15 people?
There's Richard Hatch from Survivor.
Like, who cares about him?
No, he's like one of the biggest enemies on it.
But who cares about him?
Great TV.
I don't care about him.
None of his teammates do.
I just don't care about him at all in
any
capacity.
No, but he's good TV.
You'll be
appreciative
jerk.
That he's there. I know. That's what
I
makes great
TV. I don't like jerky people.
Well, then don't watch the show. That's all there is. Gary Busey, come on.
Is he even like, you know, does he have any cognitive function available to him?
None. That's what's so entertaining. The same could be said for LaToya Jackson, who is on the show.
Yeah, she's creepy.
Lisa Rinna.
How's she?
You know what? Let me bring it up.
A.K.A. Lippy.
Well, she got into it a little with Star Jones.
Star Jones? Yeah. I can't believe how much weight she lost
yeah.
or had removed.
I think
whatever.
That's more the case.
Either way, I mean, she looks like a completely different person.
David Cassidy, Jose Canseco.
Wasn't he already on?
Who?
Jose Canseco?
No.
Oh. I think it's hilarious that David Cassidy's on there. You know, his daughter is a total fox.
She's on that episode.
She is?
No.
Isn't she pretty?
Yeah, she's wearing like a hat and sunglasses. She didn't want
to
be.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because she was on Supernatural for a while, and she's very attractive.
Okay.
Who else? Mr. Memory.
I don't have the list here. I know. I as soon as I said that, I'm like, oh, I don't really remember.
Come on.
Meatloaf?
Meatloaf,
because a lot of people didn't really do much in this episode.
Yeah.
Nikki Taylor.
Who's that?
Supermodel.
Okay.
You'd recognize her.
Okay. Who else?
Some other people.
Can't you just go to the website?
You don't know some of these people. Do you know who NeNe Leakes is?
No.
No,
who is she?
Of course you don't.
So tell me who she is.
She's one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Should she maybe get that patched so that she doesn't anymore?
Well, I look forward to her because she'll be fighting with Sarah Jones very, very soon.
Oh, okay.
And that will be entertaining.
Anyone else good? Most of these people I don't care about.
Oh, you won't care about any of these people?
Yeah.
That's what's great about the show.
No, because in previous seasons, there were people who were like, oh, I'd kind of like to see what they do. But I don't like none of those people that you've mentioned. I would be rooting for to win. Except maybe David Cassidy.
You root for them all to destroy each other.
No, I don't root for that ever.
No, but you should.
In any circumstance, that's mean.
Dionne Warwick, who can't use a credit card machine. You know. Just
oh
swiping.
yeah, I saw that.
Oh my God, that's.
Did
classic.
I ever tell you about the time that my parents dragged us all to see Dionne Warwick in concert and she fell off the stage because she was wasted?
No.
Yeah, when we were kids.
Well, she is related to Whitney Houston.
Is she?
Yeah, she's her aunt.
Oh, okay. Well, so then there you go. They do kind of look alike.
Yeah.
Actually. She fell off the stage.
Oh, you know who's great is Marley Matlin because she has a translator there, and she has a lot of, like, jabs to say. And so that you hear, like, she'll say it, and, like, she looks
like 5 minutes later.
But then her translator is a man, so this man's voice is like, she's a jerk. But it's like, that's Marley Matlin.
It's
like
a time delay.
Oh, it's really funny.
That is weird.
Is
Trump still on it?
Who's a total waste of skin. What?
Is Trump still on it?
Trump?
Yeah, Donald Trump.
Of course.
Okay. Now, what about George? Is he still on?
No.
Is it just
it's
his dumb kids.
It's his kids.
Yeah. I don't care about them.
And I think I hit him all. John Rich, who's some country singer.
Doesn't, wait, Mark McGrath? Oh, yeah, he's a dummy.
Lil Jon.
Who?
He's a...
From the from Sherwood Forest?
No, he's a hip hop. Oh. I want to say star, but it's not even really that.
Personality.
Yeah, there you go.
I miss George.
So you don't want me to tell you who got kicked off?
Go ahead. I don't care. Yeah.
David Cassidy.
What? He was the only person I would have rooted for.
Well, no, not really. Not if you saw this. He was such. Well, first of all, he's so tiny.
Yeah.
So Richard Hatch was like the project leader.
Okay.
And he just completely was like literally pushing David Cassidy around.
Yeah.
So David Cassidy like would get in his face and came out. He's like half of Richard Hatch's height.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I don't want you touching me anymore. He's like, yeah, just get out of the way. So funny. I mean, it's where, even though you know, watch it. It's really entertaining.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
What?
I don't care about any of those people. And they sound mean. They all sound mean.
Yeah, they do.
How about nice people doing nice stuff for a good cause? How about that?
There's none of that on TV.
Maybe about on the Jerry Lewis Telethon?
Maybe on Oprah's new network.
What about the Jerry Lewis Telethon?
I did watch America's Next Great Restaurant.
Yeah, that's the one that Gene talked about.
Yeah, I think that's going to be America's Next Great Cancellation.
Really?
No, well, it just, you know, it just showed them picking the top 10 contenders, and some of them, you know, they were just picked because, like, the guy who wants to open a meatball place and the name of it would be Saucy Balls.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's like typical like New York or New Jersey Italian, like
yeah, I'm gonna open a restaurant called Saucy Balls.
Yeah, exactly.
Come and taste my delicious balls.
So you know they picked him because he's good TV.
Come and pick my delicious balls. You, on a street, come and taste my delicious balls.
Oh, someone forgot to turn off their phone.
That would be you, by the way. Oh, my gosh. The xylophones, will they never stop?
The marimba.
Is that a marimba?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's see. So America's Next Great Restaurant, we'll see, because now they're going to start to have challenges.
That's not the person we're meeting for lunch, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Now they'll start to have challenges, so right. It might get a little more interesting then.
Who can come up with the most interesting way to say saucy balls?
Right.
Yeah.
Can you make sausage?
Well, wait, what were some of the other restaurant concepts?
There was this one girl had a great concept where she would make things that were all under a certain amount of calories. So the menu would be calorie driven. Like, you know,
right.
Like this side of the menu is like 300 calories, yeah. Then like 400.
I heard
but everything
that.
Healthy.
That I so think that is you great could idea. Assemble a meal to your exact calorie right. liking, basically.
There was another one. This one girl, she's calling her. I like this idea. It's called Limbo. And so half of the menu is all like good stuff and all like good for you stuff, and the other half is bad for you stuff.
Which stuff is under the limbo bar?
Well, it's limbo because it's both.
Oh,
you
okay.
can choose from either.
All right, fine.
There was another one. Oh, these two friends want to open like country food, like southern food.
Yeah,
and they want to call it Hicks.
And then, I think you might be alienating your
that's what
your
the
diner
judges
base.
Said. That's what the judges said. They're like, oh no, we're from the south. It's okay. Oh, okay.
We'll
sure
see.
All the other people in the South
we'll
will
see.
Feel okay with it.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see.
Then there's the one guy who, this is really funny, who makes like 30 different kinds of tacos, but not like Mexican tacos. He just takes things and puts them in a tortilla.
So like Fruit Loops?
In a tortilla. Fruit Loop taco.
Why would anybody eat that?
Right. Well, not Fruit Loops, but I'm like stuff that's not Mexican,
yeah.
But he puts it in a taco, like Philly cheesesteak.
Well,
taco.
You know, is that necessarily a bad thing? I mean, look at all the different kinds of pizza that you can get, which you would never in a million years find in Italy.
But that's pizza.
How is that different? A taco is a very convenient thing to eat. It's like self-contained.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't need silverware. You don't need dishes.
Okay. Well, then maybe he will do well.
Like, I always wonder why you don't go to good pizza places and find, like, you know, rib meat pizza and other stuff like that. Like, there are things that I want to have on a pizza that you can't get on a pizza.
You know what's great? There's a place by my house that has an Italian beef pizza. They put the beef and the peppers.
Yeah.
And giardiniera.
You know, awesome. I'm not a huge fan of peppers on Italian beef.
What?
Because they're usually a little bitter. And
They're peppers.
But I don't like that. I don't like bitter. I don't want anything bitter in my mouth. What are you looking at over there?
Nothing. I got a text. I just had to see one.
Okay.
Let's see.
Hey, by the way, you know, we mentioned before that the iPad 2 is thinner than the iPhone 4. Didn't they also completely change the shape of it so that it's got like a curvy back? Isn't that going to make people angry?
I don't know. I read one of the reviews for it, and they said that they like the feel of it better.
Because remember when they first changed the iPhone to not be flat, and everyone was upset because it was wibbly wobbly.
Right.
Don't you think that's going to be the issue with?
I don't know.
The iPad.
I've read positive things about that.
Okay. From Apple fanboys. Yeah. And well, from they Apple.
Say that, you know, they say that the shape and the weight of this make it feel like not sturdy in your hand, whereas the new one feels sturdier in your hand.
That's interesting. I wonder why.
I don't know.
Huh. Okay. Anyway, go on.
I just want to mention Glee for a minute. Gwyneth Paltrow was on again the other night.
Because, you know, when I think singing and fun kids in high school,
no,
I think,
you know,
Gwyneth
she's
Paltrow.
Really good on there. As much,
but
you know,
you like her, don't
I'm
you?
Not, I don't hate her.
I don't like her.
But I think you would if you saw the two episodes she was on. She's really good on there. And she's really funny. And she actually sings well.
Really?
Yeah.
When is Pierce Brosnan going to be on?
That's next week. You know what I don't like?
Right before the show is canceled.
They're going to start doing on Glee original songs.
Yeah, I saw a commercial.
The reason
for that.
I watch that is to see them do, you know, their takes on songs.
Right, right. Yeah. How do you know if it's any good if you've never heard it before? You know, that's a problem on American Idol too. When people pick songs that people don't know, it's like, well, I don't know if it was any good because I don't know what it's supposed to sound like. Right. The only other thing that we watched a couple episodes of that I thought was really funny was Mr. Sunshine, which is a new Matthew Perry show where he is the guy who runs a stadium. It's just, there's some really funny stuff on that show. Allison Janney, right, is on it, and she's very funny as always. And there's a pretty good cast. Did you say you watched some of it?
No. He looks annoying to me
Who?
On that show. It looks,
Who?
Anything, Matthew Perry.
Oh.
It looks like anything he does now, he's just doing Chandler in that situation.
I know what you're saying, but at the same time, I don't think that's really the case on this, because he is not, like... Like, everyone kind of liked Chandler. Everyone thought he was kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
People don't like him on this show.
Oh, okay.
Like, nobody likes him, basically. Okay. And in fact, there was one really funny joke.
Oh, so the title Mr. Sunshine, they're being...
The stadium
ironic.
Is called Sunshine Stadium or something like that. Or Sunshine Arena or something like that. So there's this one guy, and I wish I knew the actor's name because he's really funny, and he plays Allison Janney's character's son, but they're estranged or haven't seen each other for a long time or whatever. But anyway, so he kind of follows around Ben, is Matthew Perry's character's name. He's become his sort of assistant. And so at the beginning of this last episode that I watched, he came in and he said, I have the results of the poll. He's like, really? And what are they? He goes, you've been vindicated. He goes, really? People like me? He's like, I don't know what vindicated means. So there's like, you know, the guy is like really, really stupid. But there's some very funny stuff on that show.
Oh, I'll check it out.
It's actually worth watching.
I think it's on demand. So I'll check.
Yeah, check it out. Definitely watch the pilot first, though.
Okay.
Because the pilot sets up a lot of the sort of joke arcs that go through the series. Okay. So,
you ready for some miscellaneous?
Yep.
Okay, Julianne Moore will play Sarah Palin in a new HBO movie based on the 2008 presidential election. No one else has yet been cast, but Jay Roach is set to direct.
Wow, so there's already two people in that movie who I don't like.
Didn't Jay Roach, wasn't he the one that directed the Austin
I am
Powers
talking movie? About Sarah Palin. So,
well, she actually won't be in it.
I know. But it's a movie about Sarah Palin, played by an actress I can't stand.
And I don't understand why you can't stand her.
I cannot stand her.
Won't go into that
anyway,
again. The third season of Top Chef Masters will return with some changes.
How about no more Kelly Choi? That would be a good change.
That is one of the changes.
Really?
Yep. The show will follow the format of the regular Top Chef. What? Why are you confused?
Hosted with celebrity chef Curtis Stone.
Curtis Stone.
That's a dude.
Yeah. I like Curtis Stone.
I don't want to watch a dude.
Boring, but it's going to also
follow
the
is,
format.
Actually.
Yeah, well, he was on Celebrity Apprentice.
I don't understand.
Really good-looking, blonde. He's Australian.
How did it not follow the format before? Didn't they do quick fires and elimination?
Yeah, but
challenges?
Like every episode would have four chefs on it.
Oh, so they're just going to start
with
all of them.
Like every episode, with all of them.
I see. That's much better. Yeah. That's much better because then you really get to see the personalities. And
but
wait a minute,
you know
don't these people have to work?
Well, that's what I'm guessing. I bet your chefs won't be so much celebrity now. Because, or, you know, top chefs, because, you know, don't they have restaurants to run?
Yeah, and other stuff, TV shows to host, et cetera, et cetera.
Terry O'Quinn, who played Locke on Lost, has been cast in the new musical series, Hallelujah, about a small town in Tennessee that undergoes some amazing changes with the arrival of a mysterious stranger.
Wow.
Musical.
So Lost series. In Pennsylvania, or Tennessee is basically what it is.
You know, I think I'll jump ahead to this because it kind of goes along.
Okay.
Jim Caviezel.
Has
been cast in J.J. Abrams' next TV project, Person of Interest. Michael Emerson from Lost and Taraji P. Henson will also appear.
Michael Emerson.
He was Ben from Lost. Ben.
Oh, really?
Ben Linus.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Be nice to see him in there. Well, I hope it's better than Undercovers.
Yeah, well, that obviously the fans agreed. this is for you. BBC America will debut the new season of Doctor Who starring Matt Smith on April 23rd.
Woohoo! I just hope it's in HD. Right now, I don't think we get BBC America.
Love your DirecTV, don't you? HD. Which reminds me, did you pick up the Blu-rays of Walking Dead?
No.
$22, Best Buy. $22.
I don't know if I need to see them in HD, $22 enough.
It's $22.
I know, but you know, I got other stuff going on.
We'll spend more than a lunch. These are DVDs that you can watch over and over.
I can't eat them.
About zombies.
Can't eat them.
Can't.
By the way, did I tell you that my son's, you know, my not 3-year-old son's favorite game on the iPhone is Plants vs. Zombies? He has no idea how to play, but he'll pick it up, and then he'll walk around the house going, zombies, zombies.
I know where he got that. Carrie Elwes has been cast to co-star in the new Wonder Woman series.
As Diana Prince?
No.
Probably not.
No, I reported last episode.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Who? Yeah, I was going to say.
Adrian Palicki.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
There you go. What has he been in lately? I haven't seen him in anything in forever.
I haven't seen him since the Saw, or Saw.
Yeah.
The first one.
Okay, Gramps.
Why do I keep doing that? As hard as I've tried not to mention anything about the Charlie Sheen, I just can't pass this one up. The creator of The Walking Dead has released a public plea to the catastrophic and now unemployed star to appear on the show. Why?
Winning.
Right?
What?
Brendan just yelled out, winning.
I don't get it. I have not been paying attention to anything having to do with Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen thinks that everything that is happening to him in his life is him winning.
Oh, okay. Yeah. When I think Charlie, I still think about the fragrance from Revlon. In the TV commercial with Shelley Hack and Mel Torme. Kind of new, kind of wow, Charlie. Kind of hip, kind of now, Charlie.
Luckily, it's time for a break. We're done.
I can keep going.
No.
Look it up on YouTube. It's classic. It's classic.
Speaking of, I want to say one last thing.
Yes.
IGN has been doing this cool little thing where they've been taking old video games and telling you stories about how they were made and, like, you know, the thought processes that went into making them, like Pac-Man. And there was a really interesting one on Pitfall. And they were talking about, like, the making of Pitfall. But what's more interesting is they're like, it became a huge hit after their commercials. And so they said, you know, look for the commercial on YouTube because there's a very young Jack Black in it. And he's like 11 years old.
That's so wild.
He's the kid, and I know you remember the commercial. He's the kid at the very beginning with the pith helmet going, I've just been traveling through the jungle with Pitfall Harry. It's Jack Black at like 11 years old. I'll find it. It's on YouTube. I'll show you.
Really?
Yeah.
The original Pitfall.
Yeah.
Like from the Atari VCS.
Our age, so. Yeah.
Okay.
We were probably.
I just don't remember those commercials at all.
Oh, I'll say you may once I show it to.
All right, cool. We'll look at that later. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to talk about movies, right?
Yes.
Okay. We'll be back in a sec.
Okay.
Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about movies. I didn't see anything, so just...
When's the last time you saw a movie?
Tron.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, in the theater, but I mean...
Yeah. That's the last movie I've seen, was Tron.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crickets chirping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't believe you're doing an entertainment podcast.
Come on. You know what? I got issues. All right? I'm colorblind.
Goes without saying. I saw Unstoppable, the Denzel Washington vehicle.
Wait a minute. Wasn't that the M. Night Shyamalan movie? No, that was Unbreakable.
Yeah. No.
What's Unstoppable?
It's about the train, runaway train.
Wasn't that called Super Train?
No.
Back
in the
80s?
May be a runaway train, but this is one of a different sort.
Oh. What? You saw it in the theater?
No. I saw it at home. But it just came out on DVD.
I don't even remember that movie coming out.
It's with Chris Pine from Star Trek.
Oh, sure. I like him.
And the Denzel.
Yeah, the Denzel.
It's good. I mean, a lot of it's very cliche, but it's, you know, it's one of those popcorn action movies.
It was good?
And
entertaining?
It's fun. Yeah. Yeah, it was entertaining. It was fun.
Yeah.
It's very suspenseful.
Do we know, is it obvious from the beginning of the movie who's the bad guy and who's the good guy?
There's no bad guy.
Oh, there's no bad guy.
Oh, interesting. There is no bad guy. I never
really?
Noticed
there's
that.
No bad guy?
Well, runaway train.
Somebody didn't cause it? It was just a runaway on
it
its
own? It was caused, but it was an accident.
Oh. Wow.
The whole this whole debacle, and apparently it's based on true events, but
okay.
I'm sure a lot of it was completely, like, you know, embellished.
Like Perfect Storm.
Right. Well, that's just made up because no one was there
That's
to
what
see
I mean.
It.
That's what I mean. That's why that whole movie was so
but
stupid.
But I'm saying this, I think, really...
Embellished,
you know,
yeah. Oh,
things of
you
this
just
happened.
Remove the hat again, people. Yeah.
Things of this nature happened, but right. they built a bigger story.
Yeah, right, right.
But what's really... did you ever watch My Name is Earl?
Yeah.
Remember his really stupid brother?
Yes.
He's the one who causes the accident.
Well,
or the
he's so dumb.
Runaway train.
Of course. Yeah, he was really funny, that guy.
Yeah. But it's good. It's just, you know, it's action pretty much through the whole thing. And it's, you know, how are we going to stop the train? Train's going to kill people.
Yeah.
And, of course, you have the obligatory, there just happens to be a train full of kids who are going on
right.
a field trip that day. And like
to a nunnery.
And, you know, everyone at the, like, little control station knows that there's this train full of kids. And this runaway train is going to kill the train full of kids. And,
right.
You know.
Right. But yet you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it yeah. was good.
No bad guy.
No bad guy. I didn't even think about that.
That's kind of weird.
Well, okay. I guess there was a bad guy. There was one guy who was like the owner of the train company. Like he owned the trains.
Yeah.
And because their first instinct is like, well, let's derail the train. And, you know, when they
could
still
do that,
he didn't want to do that because, you know, he would lose a lot of money because he owns the trains.
Right. It wasn't the people on board he cared about.
It wasn't. It was a freight train.
Oh, yeah. I see.
But it, of course, it's carrying hazardous material.
Sure, hazmats.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wow. But
okay. Good though.
But it was it was entertaining. I mean, I would recommend it.
I'm assuming it was not actually unstoppable per the name of the movie. Okay, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Well, yeah, of course.
I'm just saying.
I mean, it's predictable and it's a lot of it's very cliché.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, Denzel has been like a bad father and he's trying to reach out to his daughters who don't want to talk to him.
Does he get to redeem himself?
But then, yeah.
Is one of his kids on the train full of kids going to see the thing?
No, his kids are like, actually he has two daughters who work at Hooters.
Really? No. Are they twins?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
They have their own sets of twins.
I've never seen that at a Hooters, twins.
They weren't twins. They were just.
I know, I'm just saying. They should have been. That would have been better. But, I mean, if you're going to go there anyway, might as well make them twins.
Right.
Because then
with
it's twins with twins.
Twins.
Right. So it's like quadruplets. Well, because they're twins.
Right. I got it. Well, this is going to be a short segment. Ready for miscellaneous?
Yep.
Okay. The Tomb Raider franchise is getting more than just a video game reboot. It's been announced that a new and improved Tomb Raider film will hit theaters in 2013.
Did they actually say new and improved?
No, that's my word.
Oh, I was going to say.
And let's hope that it's new, improved.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just agree right now. It should not be Angelina Jolie.
Oh, no, she's not even the age to be Lara
right.
Croft anymore.
Right. And she's too skinny now. She used to be a lot more voluptuous than she is. She's too skinny now. So who are some possible people? We had talked about this
one
before.
We had talked about this, but here's my issue with this, is that neither one of us know anything about the hot young actresses of today. Let me name three actresses, and you tell me if you know anything about them.
Okay.
Minka Kelly.
Yep, she's on TV.
More specifically.
Gossip Girl?
Wrong. Audrina Patridge.
Who?
Selena Gomez.
I feel like I have heard of her.
Okay, I just came up with these three. I actually did research to get those three names. I don't know them either. But I knew you were going to want to have some kind of contest.
So you looked at up hot young actresses just to be able to name those people?
Yes.
Who's Selena Gomez? That sounds familiar.
Bieber's girlfriend, right?
Who?
I think it's Bieber.
Apparently it's Bieber's girlfriend.
And Audrina's from the Hills.
Okay. What kind of name is Audrina?
I don't know. I just came up with three.
Okay.
To prove to you that neither you or I know anything about the hot young actresses of today.
Wow, that's depressing.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to start watching a lot of TV that I really don't care about.
So we can't even really have a discussion because I know you really want to like dig into who should be the next Tomb Raider, but we don't know anyone.
That's so depressing.
Hold on. Let me look up the Minka Kelly because, again, I'm throwing
She's not in Gossip Girl?
She may be. I don't know. But you didn't really know that. You were just guessing.
No, I think I know I've heard people talking about her. And the other one that I always hear people talking about that I don't know anything about is Leighton Meester. What's she in, Brendan?
I don't know. My dreams. Oh.
Wow.
That was you know who that was, Brendan? That was Tom from Parks and Recreation.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Aziz Ansari?
I don't know. Minka Kelly. Minka Kelly could be actually Minka Kelly. That's my answer.
What?
Minka Kelly would be a great
Let me see
Lara Croft.
That.
Well, here's a whole bunch of pictures. Let me go back to the Google images.
Okay.
Minka Kelly. That's my pick.
I completely disagree. Completely
Why?
Disagree.
Totally.
No. Absolutely not.
Why?
First of all, the proportions are not correct.
How do you know?
Because I'm looking at pictures of her. What do you mean, how do I
what's
know?
What's incorrect? She has a hot body. Lara
Croft? She doesn't have big boobs. Lara Croft has big boobs.
She doesn't have to have big boobs.
Well, she does, though. I mean, she just does.
Maybe.
Unless they're making her like the new video game heroine, right, who still is going to be well endowed. It's just not going to be ridiculous.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't think her face her face doesn't look to me like what I picture Lara Croft to look like.
But they could, with little effort, make her look like Lara Croft.
I don't know. In one of these pictures, definitely I could kind of see it, but not in the rest. Actually, she does kind of have big boobs. But I don't know.
All right.
I would also prefer that she be British. You know,
well,
British.
Yeah.
Lara Croft,
that's
British.
What you said about Bridget Jones, and that worked out all right.
I don't even know what that means. I've never even seen a Bridget Jones movie.
I'm so proud of that.
Isn't that Zellweger in those movies?
Yeah. When her eyes were still opening.
No, they never did that.
Jerry Maguire, her eyes are open.
Really?
Yeah.
So she actually had some kind of problem?
She has
problem?
Eyes. Yeah.
No, that's not what I was asking you. I know she has eyes. I just have never seen them.
Yeah. Jerry Maguire.
Did she have something happen that made her eyes go closey?
A lot of squinting and puckering.
Why don't you just turn the lights off or something? Or stop looking at them.
I'm moving on.
Okay.
Sony is developing a live-action Peter Pan prequel, which will be the origin story of Peter Pan and Captain Hook, with rumblings that they are, in fact, brothers.
But yet 40 years apart.
Well, no. Peter Pan was the man-child.
Right. But in everything where you see him, he's a little boy. Basically.
Because he doesn't grow up. So he could, in fact, be Captain Hook's brother.
I suppose.
Channing Tatum has already said to
but
me,
if it's a prequel,
the
then that would mean he would have to physically revert after the events that cause him to become the man-child who never grew up. That doesn't seem to make sense.
I don't know. I'm not writing the movie. I'm just reporting on it.
Anyway.
We reported earlier of a Snow White film in the works with Julia Roberts.
Wait, who's Channing Tatum? He's the guy that you liked from something else,
G.I.
right?
Joe.
Oh, yeah, he was all right. A little too macho to be playing Peter Pan, don't you think?
Yeah, I do think.
I think it should be somebody more slight and child-looking.
Right. Like Justin Bieber.
What's with you and Justin Bieber today?
That was, hey, the first Bieber was from Brendan.
Yeah.
We reported earlier of a Snow White film in the works with Julia Roberts as the Evil Queen.
That's appropriate.
Well, another Snow White film is also on its way with Charlize Theron in the Evil Queen role.
Two different Snow White movies.
Yes. This one is called Snow White and the Huntsman, which will also include Kristen Stewart as Snow White.
No
comment. No comment for that?
No.
I know. That's completely wrong. And Viggo Mortensen as the Huntsman.
Okay.
So apparently this focuses a lot on, you know, it was
child
the Huntsman
molestation.
Who was supposed to take her
apparently
out into the woods and kill her, but he sets her free.
Yeah.
Remember in the original story? This is about how he kind of like mentors her to survive. I don't even know there are dwarves in
this
one.
So this is like the Rambo Snow White. Because he teaches her to make traps and I mean,
there was no mention in the article at all about dwarves. So I don't even know if there will be dwarves.
They're little people now.
Okay.
Snow White and the seven vertically challenged individuals with good ADA standing and good status.
Snow Caucasian and the Diane Lane will play Superman's mother in the new film reboot.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to the Snow White thing because I don't understand how two Snow White movies could be made at the same time because wouldn't they both have to go through Disney? No, I guess not.
Disney doesn't own the
rights.
No,
I was going
to
say.
They own the rights to their cartoon.
To
of
their
Snow White,
version
but
of
it's
Snow
a,
White. Right, but it's an old
It's originally
story.
Like a Brothers Grimm, I want to say.
Okay. All right. Okay, I get it now.
Diane Lane playing Superman's mom.
Wow.
Well, I already read it.
One more time with feeling.
Diane Lane will play Superman's mother in the new film reboot.
Thank you, a guy who does Taco Bell commercials. What was that?
Well, because I'd already said it.
Okay.
Tom Hanks and Tim Allen will reunite to star in Disney's The Jungle Cruise based on the Disney theme park ride.
Wow. Again, not that I consider either of those guys to be old per se.
They are.
But they seem like they're out of the demographic of who Disney would want to watch their movies.
Right.
I mean, I could even see going like Brendan Fraser, but.
Because I believe it's live action and not animated.
You did say that, didn't you?
No.
Oh. Oh. Okay. I assumed it was live action. Yeah, I would think they would want to skew that a little younger. Right?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Warner Brothers is planning on bringing movie rentals to Facebook, starting with The Dark Knight, which can be rented for $3 within a 48-hour window.
I do not want to give Facebook any money ever.
Ridiculous.
Ever.
Isn't it?
Right?
Right.
Does anyone want to give Facebook money?
Nope.
You know, you talked about...
And you know, I put $3 here, but Facebook will work in credits. It's actually 30 credits.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be probably like, you
And
know,
do you buy your credits with credits? Because if you buy them with real dollars, then it's still $3.
You buy them with real dollars, but right. Apparently credits can be used all over Facebook for other things.
Man, I see a nightmare coming on.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, speaking of DVD rentals and movie rentals and stuff, there are all sorts of competitors cropping up to Redbox. I saw another one today in a gas station that I went to get gas that I had never heard of before. It's crazy. That's like the new thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I know Kelsey used Redbox, right? Yep. I got the thumbs up. Why do you do that instead of Netflix?
Because I can just go there and then, you know.
Yeah. The answer was because I can just go there.
Instant gratification.
Now, do you have to take them back to the same one you get them from, or can you you can take them back to anyone?
I've even rented some in Chicago and then brought it back to Minnesota.
Yeah. But the box has to be red. You can't take it back to like a green box.
No.
Okay. Okay.
See, with the, I got, you know, Voodoo on my PS3.
Yeah. And
that takes care of any discs I'd want to go rent.
Yeah. But, you know, the problem with the streaming stuff is that you're not always guaranteed to get a good enough signal where it's going to...
I've never had
never had any glitchiness
with
or anything?
With Netflix and Hulu, yes, but
okay.
With Voodoo.
So you think Voodoo's the best?
I do.
And which device has Voodoo on it?
PS3.
Okay.
Voodoo is the one that has the, like, the stuff... The day it comes out on DVD, it's on Voodoo.
And you have to pay a monthly fee for that,
nope.
Right? Or just pay per rental?
Yeah. Like, for example, I watched Unstoppable last night on Voodoo, and it cost me $5.
Wow. Maybe I'll see if my DVD player has Voodoo on it.
You should. That's good.
Because that sounds good.
You should. It's good.
Wow. It sounds good.
You also have this coming to you
soon. Oh.
DirecTV will be the first to debut a premium movie rental service that will allow viewers to watch films that are currently in the theater for $30 a pop.
What?
Yep.
$30?
Yep.
That's crazy. I mean, you better have at least four people watching that movie.
And they better pay you.
Yeah, exactly. Even if they're your kids. That's so expensive.
It is, but I could see if it's something like you really wanted to see. I mean, some things you want to see on the big screen.
Yeah.
But I mean, if there's something that came out that you really want, I could see paying $30 for it.
But see, again, if I'm willing to, I don't know.
I mean,
I guess
for me,
if I
living
wanted
in
to
the
pay
city,
for it.
Living in the city, I mean, if I were going to go and like
yeah,
pay
yeah.
to, you know, my favorite movie theater now charges me $5 to park.
Which one is that? The one by Fat Willie's?
Webster.
Oh.
No, that one I think is still free.
Yeah.
I haven't been to that one in a while. The one on Webster.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I've been to that one. And actually, that one's even a little closer. But the one on Webster now charges me
and
$5.
And it's across the street from Fat Willie's.
Yes, it is. So you got the $9 movie.
Yeah.
$5 parking. And then I'm going to get treats.
Treats.
That means no one to anything but us. Nothing to anyone but
and
us.
And one other person.
So, I mean, you can justify the $30.
I guess, but I guess if I was willing
but
to pay
$30. But you are taking away the movie theater experience.
Right, yeah. Right, which I love. I mean, I love the movie theater experience.
Right.
I mean, do you remember when, you know, we were younger again, there used to be a movie theater at the mall that's like kind of across the street from here, and it had two screens, and each screen, one was a little smaller than the other, but the small one sat 900-plus
right.
people. And the big one sat 1,100 plus people.
Right.
That was awesome seeing movies there.
Right.
Because it was just, the only thing that sucked about it was, wasn't there an aisle right in the middle? No, the aisles were on the sides.
Right.
That's right. It was like a third, a third, a third, right?
Right.
Or maybe 25, 50, 25. But I mean, it was so cool seeing movies there because it was such a huge crowd for a big film and such a huge screen. I mean, imagine how big the screen was in a theater that seats 1,100 people.
Now it's a DSW.
Yeah, now it's a DSW, exactly. And actually, it's DSW is further over. It's where the furniture store is. There's a furniture store.
Yes.
The building isn't even there anymore. It's not like they put something else in the building. They tore the building down. But that's where I saw Empire Strikes Back for the first time. And
it's where we saw Jedi for the first time.
Yep. No, it's not. I saw Jedi for the first time with Dave in Crystal Lake. Sorry.
When did I see it for the first time? I thought it your birthday party we saw it.
Yeah. I know I saw it for the first time in Crystal Lake.
So maybe my first time was.
Yeah, at my birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which makes no sense because the movie would have come out in May. You wouldn't have seen it between May and September?
No, I would have.
That doesn't make any sense.
Maybe we saw it again.
Yeah. Or maybe did I have an early birthday party so that we could go see it?
I don't know.
Maybe
someone's birthday was canceled that year and we had to have it at a different time.
Okay, so imagine a building big enough to have, and these theaters were back to back, right?
Uh-huh.
So you got basically 2,000 seats worth of you know.
Well, that building was actually the size of a building now that would have like 10 theaters.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. So imagine like a big multiplex and how big that physical building is.
But it's just two screens.
And it's just two screens, and the line to see Empire Strikes Back, which was playing in both of them, went all the way around that building like two or three times. Because right. People were just dying to see the movie. I don't know. I miss that experience. I miss those really big, huge screen experiences.
They're not coming back.
Why? I want them. Oh, well.
That's all I have.
That's all you got?
Yep.
Okay, well, I guess we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about everything else. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about everything else in the old mashup.
The moosh moosh.
The state of New Jersey almost auctioned off a bunch of old computers to raise money. Computers from the judicial branch of the state's government that still had sensitive information on them about things like, abused children, people's tax returns, computer passwords, complete information on foster children, and social security numbers. The reason the computers weren't wiped before the auction? Well, that would be because the agency that had a device to magnetically erase the drives never used it because employees thought it was too noisy.
Well,
I mean,
that really would decrease workflow.
Yeah. if there was a noise
right.
in the office. How ridiculous is that? The state's judicial department didn't even check.
What state was this?
New Jersey.
Yes, there's your answer.
Oh. As we mentioned before, the iPad 2 goes on sale tomorrow. And if you happen to buy an iPad in the last couple of weeks, Apple will give you back $100 for your ignorance. Sculptors in the UK built a life-size model of the new Chevy Orlando out of Play-Doh as a publicity stunt for the new non-US vehicle. Play-Doh is so heavy that the model is only 370 pounds lighter than the real car.
I have to look this up.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Google's Chrome 10 browser is out, and it is really, really fast, but there is still no bookmarks bar. I cannot believe there's still no bookmarks bar in there. Now, I'm not talking about the one across the top. I'm talking about one that you can dock on the side, like you can in like every other browser. If you have 1,000 links, bookmarks.
Why can't you categorize them on the top?
You know how tedious it is to have to hold down the mouse and go through that tree every time you want to find one? It's ridiculous. I don't know why. Everyone has been asking Google for this since like the first version of the browser, and they still haven't done it. Speaking of which, RockMelt is a new Chromium-based browser for Windows that integrates Facebook and Twitter into the browser to streamline your online activities. And I played around with it a little bit today. It's actually kind of cool, but unfortunately, just like Chrome, no way to dock bookmarks to the side of the window. I just do not get that.
It's not right.
It's not right at all. Okay, this is interesting. A survey by the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers revealed that 2/3 of divorce lawyers cite Facebook as the primary source of evidence in divorce proceedings. 2/3.
Come on. That can't be right.
This is despite reports that social media has had no effect on divorce rates. So what they're saying is that a lot of people are, you know, cheating and talking about it apparently on Facebook right. or doing it on Facebook and getting busted for it, and that evidence is used against them in their divorce. Are people just dumb? Is that what it comes down to?
Yeah. I mean, you come up with a fake one and do it that way.
Obviously. And you refer to each other as schnookums. That way nobody knows who you're talking about.
So I found a picture of that car made of Play-Doh.
Yeah.
You know, they would at least use different colors to make it.
Well, I don't think it would stand out as much. I mean, there's a giant blue car in the middle of London. That stands out.
Do they use like a mold?
They sculpted it by hand.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah, it is. The new AMD Radeon HD 6990 is available with dual GPUs and tons of, you know, good processing
stuff. What does all this mean?
This is a graphics card for PCs.
Okay.
DirectX 11 Generation 2. The new cards start at $700 for a video card.
That's ridiculous.
But you can run two monitors at, like, huge resolutions and still not have any hiccups with your game. So that's kind of cool right there. Finally, if you fancy yourself the next James Cameron or the next great filmmaker who people will refer to as the next James Cameron, you might want to pick up JVC's new GS-TD1 3D camcorder. At $1,700, it seems a small price to pay to be able to shoot natively in 3D. The only bad thing is that it only records in 1080i, not 1080p. And we know how much you love your electronics to pee. That's all I got. Which means that at this point in the show, as always, is when we reveal our votes for the best and worst entertainment moments of the week, or since the last podcast. As always, please, Tony, give us your worst.
My worst would
be oh, my worst would be while first, we're recording.
Yeah. I was about to say yeah. My best.
No, don't do that.
Oh, my God. My worst is definitely the Oscars.
Now, I didn't see them. Ugh, what was the deal?
It was so bad.
What was the deal? Why were they so bad?
Because, first of all, here's some rules when you're picking your host for Oscars.
Okay.
Make them funny.
Okay.
First of all.
Neither one of them
was
funny?
No, there's a reason why comedians host the Oscars.
There was neither one of them was funny?
Not in the least.
Okay. That's bad.
And they also, I mean, obviously the material had been written for them. They couldn't even, like, deliver it well. I mean, she was a little, like, nutso. And he looked like he was stoned. And when I say she and he, I mean Anne Hathaway and James Franco.
Yeah. James Franco, I'm pretty sure, is always stoned, isn't he?
Absolutely. When he can't stay off the pot just right. For Oscar night.
Then he should stay off the TV.
He's always on the pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gramps.
Oh, it was terrible.
Where's that $20 you promised me?
And not even, like, there weren't even any surprises as far as the winners. Like, everyone you expected to win won. So there wasn't even that. So it was just, like, the most boring, like, not funny, just embarrassing Oscars of all time for me.
I wonder why they picked them. I mean, I know they
were trying
to
reach out to
a
younger
demographic. But again, don't you want to make it funny? Like, how about Jack Black? He's, you know, young people like Jack Black. Not that he's super young, but...
Or Fonzie. Young people like Fonzie.
Okay, speaking of Fonzie, I noticed yesterday on Facebook that Fonzie...
That's actually, by the way, a line from an episode of Roseanne.
What is?
What about Fonzie? Young people like Fonzie.
Okay. Really? Okay. I noticed on Facebook yesterday that Fonzie's fan page only has, like, 867,000 people in it. And I think Fonzie deserves at least 1 million, don't you?
I would say so until I went on his fan page and
he's
just,
only posted 3 things.
And it's like, whoa.
Don't fool with the cool because the cool don't fool. Right? That was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm really surprised he has as many fans as he does.
Well, it's Fonzie. It's Arthur Fonzarelli. Okay.
You know, let's see how many. You know what? Let's see how many fans Henry Winkler has.
I don't think he's on there.
Come on.
That may be how I found that Fonzie only had 867,000 followers or likers or whatever you want to call them. You think Henry Winkler's actually on there? Like, has his own Facebook page?
Well, there's a lot of Henry Winklers.
Yeah, but some of them are wannabes, I'm sure. You know, Facebook really should do an official thing like Twitter has. You know what I mean? Where they verify that it's really the person.
Right.
They should do that. And they're trying to do everything else.
I'm not finding Henry Winkler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I did. I'm sorry. He's got two different ones. On one of them, he has 4,464 likes, and the other one is 4,151 likes.
So probably neither one of them is real.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, I think Fonzie needs more Facebook fans, and I think you should go on to Facebook right now and become a fan of, you know, the Fonz. I'm just saying. Anyway. So you didn't like the Oscars?
No.
Yeah.
I did not.
You're going to stop watching now?
No, because I really think that they've learned from their mistakes.
Really?
I hope.
You really think that?
Are you kidding? It's gotten so much bad.
Did it get panned pretty much universally?
Yeah.
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 For that exact same reason?
Yeah. For all the reasons I just told you.
Wow. My worst, and this is going to seem kind of a weird one, but my worst was not knowing that the event was going to be on again. I don't think I saw a single promotion for it. You know, it's like, I understand that you're going to cancel the show or you've
already
canceled
it. Do you like it on Facebook? Although you're not on Facebook much, are you?
Not really.
Oh.
Why do you?
Because they were They were hyping it.
Right, but Facebook. How about on TV, which is where people are going to probably watch it? How about you actually promote the thing that you're going to show people for 2 hours once in a while?
True.
It was really annoying. And then we missed the first 15 minutes, and now I got to figure out how to watch it that's not going to suck. I don't know. That bugs me. It just bugs me when networks have shows.
So, wait, you didn't watch it because you missed the first 15 minutes? Why
didn't
you just watch what you had?
No, we will at some point. But I want to see the first 15 minutes. And I would have had the first 15 minutes if I had known it was going to be on, which I didn't because they didn't promote it at all, is what I'm saying.
So it's their own damn fault.
Yes.
I don't think that's returning anyway.
No, we already know it's not, don't we? Didn't it already get canceled?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said
No,
it
I said it was like...
On the bubble?
Yeah, in Jeopardy.
Yeah. Wait, which one? Is it on the bubble or is it in Jeopardy?
It's in Jeopardy.
Okay. Yeah. Not the show.
No. That's
it's not competing against
that's all
humans
computers
like that.
Now. There's no people on that show anymore.
Alex Trebek, now played by a Roomba. With
Speaking of, I saw a really cool thing from the Consumer Electronics Show. Or no, not, no, blah, blah.
No. No.
The Houseware Show was just in town here in
Chicago.
Sure,
same thing.
Yeah.
Really.
And, there is this company now called Mint that makes similar to the Roomba, but like completely better. Only $200, and you just put like either a dry or wet Swiffer pad on the bottom, and it showed like this video of how it knows to go around your room and like to avoid furniture and the path that it takes. And then when it's all done, it goes completely back to where you started it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So you can just like keep it in an area and just start it, like leave your house, come back, and it's done your whole floor and is back where it should be.
Now, will it go around? Will it go around rugs and stuff, like area rugs?
I don't know.
Because we have a lot of wood floors in our place, and it'd be neat if it could go around stuff like that instead of trying to, you know.
I don't think it would try to go up it.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Do you remember what the product was called?
Mint was the name of the company. That's all I know.
Right. That's not my question.
I'll see if I can find it.
Okay. You better hurry up with that because then we got to find out what your best entertainment moment was.
Oh, I got that.
Okay, so. You're still looking, huh?
Oh, you gave your worst already, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yes.
Oh, hello.
What I just said.
I would say my best.
can I redo my worst?
I would say my best would be, it was going to be Top Chef up until like yeah. today. I have to say it's the cloud-based saves on PS3.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Because really, that's been a big issue for me. You know, another reason it's been an issue, I didn't mention this before, is there are some games that... for whatever reason, their saves are copyrighted. So you're not able to put it on.
Okay, what idiot developer would do
right.
that?
No, there's a few games that have that.
But seriously,
so there
what
were
idiot
some
developer
games that I couldn't
that?
Save on a flash drive.
That is ridiculous.
But you'll be able to do it with this cloud-based system.
Why on earth would they do that?
I don't know.
That makes no sense.
I don't know. It's the Mint Automatic Floor Cleaner.
I think Roomba is a better name.
But it even showed in the video that they showed that the path that Roomba takes, Roomba goes like starts to go in like bigger circles.
Okay.
Whereas this goes like you would.
Oh, okay. Like
you know,
back
like
and
row
forth.
By row, yeah.
Right.
And like if it hits like the leg of a chair, it like it'll go around it.
Yeah.
And then like, but I'll see if I can find a video.
So it doesn't actually vacuum; it just like Swiffers basically.
It's Swiffers and okay. and I'll use a wet Swiffer too.
Right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Although I have to say, usually you want to use a wet Swiffer on a floor like that's tile or linoleum instead of wood. And I can't imagine that a robot, because it needs to be light enough for the batteries to last a while. I can't imagine that a robot would need to be able to put enough force down on that for it to actually clean well. I mean, especially if you have like linoleum or something, forget it.
Right.
Because you have to scrub that stuff.
Right.
And, you know, if there's you know, little pieces of dust and dirt and crumbs and stuff like that on a tile floor, it'll get them. But if there's something that's like been sitting there and needs to actually be cleaned off, I don't think it's going to work.
Right.
But it would be cool for wood floors, you know, with the regular Swiffer.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat. Does it look cool?
It's like, well, here, I'm
does it look just like a Roomba?
No, it's not round. It's square.
Oh, okay. I like that better.
Yeah. I'll actually show you this when we're off.
All right.
But other people look good. It up.
Yeah. Bye. Well, very few words from the staff today.
Go ahead.
What's going on?
Give us your best.
Maybe I'm in trouble or something. All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So my best, I'm going to have to go with Top Chef. It was just such a great episode and such a feel good.
You know
what
that's
I mean?
My best too.
Yeah.
What a jerk move, huh?
No, you know what? That's my best.
Everything that you said, that's mine. Right. I came up with it first. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Top
Chef.
Mine
is that just, and the cloud-based saves
and some other stuff that I can't even tell you. It was so good.
It was.
No, but seriously, it was such a feel-good episode, and it was like it was amazing how well everyone did.
Right. And you know what was great about it was because this was like it seemed like it was the most important and meal to them because it was really coming
was so
from
personal.
Their past and their background and like. And so they put everything they had into it, and, like, no one failed.
Right. You know what was funny, too, about the episode is did you notice how Richard was, like, ripping on himself a little bit, like, making fun of his own, you know, tendency to be neurotic and and worry about everything and all that kind of stuff? And I thought that was funny because I never really have gotten much of a sense of humor from him.
Right.
And it kind of shed a little bit more. I mean, I always...
Did you think his wife was better looking than you expected?
His wife scared me a little.
Why?
She seemed a little mean.
Well, she's pregnant, so she's probably hormonal.
And okay, never mind.
That could be it.
Sure. Okay. But she just seemed a little harsh in general. I imagine her as the kind of person who, if you did something she didn't like, you would really regret it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Did you get that sense?
Well, maybe that's why he's so neurotic.
It could be. I'm surprised she hasn't made him cut that hair off, speaking of which. But, no, and I really like him. Like, I really would like him to win because I think he consistently does a good job.
Yeah, I disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm actually surprised how well Mike has been doing because he was not great when he was on the first time.
I agree.
And same with Antonia. Antonia was always kind of... You know, whatever, when she was on originally, even though she was the Black Hammer of Death. But she's been making some food that looks really good.
Yeah.
Really good. So
Tiffany's got to go next.
Yeah. She screws up a lot.
Yeah, I don't know why she's still on there.
I don't either.
You know, she's from Beaumont, Texas.
I'm from Beaumont, Texas, and in Beaumont, we got a saying. Did I sound just like her?
Yeah. How many times in an episode do you think she says she's from Beaumont, Texas?
Well, ever since they brought it up, now it's like three or four. I actually, before they brought it up the first time as a joke, I don't remember her ever saying that. But that's just me. Anything else going on? I feel like there was something else that I wanted to talk about, but now I can't remember what it is. That's it? We got nothing?
That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks as always for listening. Don't forget to like us on Facebook if you haven't already. And
in real life as well.
And in real life, you can send email to podcast@pause.com if you have a question, a comment, or a suggestion.
Hold on one last second. Okay. Let's just see anyone, because I put a last minute, like, does anyone have any questions? Let's see if anyone actually
sure,
did.
we don't want to avoid
alienate
your questions.
Anyone, yeah.
No. Do you know how to use the Facebook?
No questions or comments.
Well, people are probably busy at work and stuff
Well, you know
that.
What? We're done too then.
Yeah. All right. Thanks as always, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.